312-644-6767. We've got Lou. Lou is on the road. Hey, Lou.
Hi, guys. I'm Lou Sella. I'm the sculptor that did the statue of Ryan.
You did a great job.
And, fantastic.
Thank you. And I, you know, everybody keeps talking about their, you know, experiences with him. And the experience we had with him here at this studio working on this was, it was very warm and very personal. And he treated everybody just like you think he would. And it's a sad day.
Great stuff, Lou. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your memory,
in.
Lou.
Yes.
Appreciate the interaction. Yeah, that was something you don't forget.
What a wonderful sculpture it is.
That was a great moment on the morning show today on Mullion Haw and here on 670 The Score when the sculptor of the Ryan Sandberg statue and the Mark Burley statue, same guy, called in and shared his stories of having made the statue for Rhino. Pretty darn cool.
Exceptional. And the fact that people have wanted to share since last night, no matter if it was an encounter, a picture, a video, a memory, a game that you went to, the guy telling us the hold my beer moment with Rhino as Rhino gets ready to sign a ticket stub for him. The fact that so many people have wanted to share, I think is pretty beautiful.
It is. It is. In this time slot a couple years ago, 2023, Danny Parkins and I had a chance to talk to Ryan Sandberg over at Harry Carey's. And Rhino was talking about his statue, which was still just an idea. And I'll never forget the glint in his eye as he was genuinely thinking about his career and what might look cool in statue form.
Are you excited about this? Do you have input on what the statue is going to look
excited.
Like?
Yeah, early in the process of looking at the different poses, different pictures. I've seen about 200 poses, photographs that they'll actually go by. So really trying to nail down the year.
You lean in offense or defense?
I gotta keep that a secret right now because I don't know. For me, as a player from the minor leagues on, I was about separating offense from defense. When it was time to work on defense, I worked on defense. When it was time to work on offense, I did that. And every time I took the field, I tried to leave my at-bats in the dugout and go out and play defense. So I was all about both. So I really don't know to this point.
It's crazy, man, because it could be you running the bases. You know, it could be any facet of your career.
It's funny that you say that. A friend of mine, when I told him that I was torn, this is about 2 months ago, he mocked up a thing on a computer and sent it to my phone. It was a perfect statue with an offense, with me playing swinging the bat with a home run swing.
Yeah.
And then somehow had another statue right there connected at the base going up, a defensive position, making a play. And then I said, LOL, that's funny. You know, two statues, that's not going to fly.
Yeah.
And then I wrote back, well, what about my base running and base stealing? Within 2 minutes, he sends one back with one, right in the middle of me stealing a base. So there's three figures on one statue thing. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'd like to do what the fans would like to see. It's more for the fans, and
we could poll.
We should poll.
We could poll the audience if you want.
We got lots of votes on the text line here about what your statue should be.
They're split though.
I know, but I gotta say, a couple people saying I'll stick with the most memorable, mesmerizing home run swing, but then this one. Rhino setting up the creep step at second base with the flip-down sunglasses. That's the answer. I see you nodding your head. You like it, don't you?
I didn't play one day game at Wrigley Field without the flip-downs.
And yeah.
Here I go with my old school. They were old school because now you see the nice Oakleys that cost more, and they keep them down the whole time. But you see balls get lost in the sun with those Oakleys because they're not. These flip-downs were total blackout of the sun. So you could flip them down, and what you did was when the ball went up and it was coming your way, you'd hit the top of your cap, and now those would go down automatically.
That's cool.
How you did it.
I'm with that guy. How cool would it be to have defense as the statue?
Yeah.
Your game was that good all around that defense can play.
Those glasses, I could stare up at the sun for 10 minutes, and you wouldn't even bother. You could see the sun was just one big ball, and then if the baseball was in the middle of the sun, you could see the black dot there, and you could just stay with it, and you
wow.
You didn't drop balls. You didn't drop fly balls back there. Your teammates would be all over you.
Oh, I'm so glad he went back and grabbed that, Tanny. Because I remembered the glint in his eye but I didn't remember that we specifically got to him in the defensive stance with the flip-top glasses. And folks, that's the statue right there. He's got the glasses on and he's ready to do that little step. And that is just, that's a beautiful way to immortalize that man as a ball player.
It's genius and it's so unique. Like, that's what I like about it.
Seriously.
Because right? most statues of baseball players, there's a swing involved.
Or there's action of some kind, right? Like a dive or a swing or running or something. He's just...
And don't get me wrong, like, I love all of those statues, sure. too.
But this is ready position.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, man. And that dude was constantly ready. Yeah, I think it's really, really cool. Tanny, you said we need to hear this caller.
Yeah, so we talked about before the show how today is going to be a heavy emotional lift, and understandably so. And there's moments along the way here during today's show where I said, you know, we could use a mood lightener, particularly after Andre Dawson was very emotional. And but you guys nailed it. You brought us right back on track.
Thank you.
But there was a caller today.
Oh, God.
And this is, I thought I heard this call, but then Cody Westerlund reminded us that, yes, this actually happened. Sometimes you think you hear things, like, this is not a real thing that happened on our airwaves today. But this was In Case of Emergency, Break Glass, Play This Call that was on Mullion Haw this morning.
Rick is in Valpo. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, hey, you guys were saying how Rhino was eloquent. I met him about a week before he went into the Hall of Fame. He was at Harry Carey's. He was eloquent and gracious, and I was nervous as hell. I was the opposite of eloquent. I tried to compliment him. I said, you were my favorite player ever, and your bat was like a lightning, horizontal lightning bolt going through the strike zone. And then I extemporaneously tried to compliment his defense. And I said, and you covered more ground than, and I couldn't think of anything, so I said, you covered more ground than Adolf Hitler in the 1940s.
Holy,
and if he would have been mid-sip, he would have spat beer all the way across the room. But
wow.
He realized I was embarrassed, and he let me off the hook. He said, well, I've never quite heard it explained like that, but thank you very much. And
wow.
He was just nice.
Rick.
What a great guy.
That's unbelievable.
Fascinating memory, Rick. Thanks for sharing that.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
That would leave Rhino speechless.
What the hell?
That guy.
Speaks, how did you get the courage to call the morning show today, knowing that you had a show to do later on today?
And I did the voice, too. I did the character voice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, guys, I had a moment.
It was him.
I had a moment with Rhino, and I couldn't think, and I extemporaneously decided to just talk about, hey, you covered more ground than Hitler in the 1940s. Seriously, caller Rick, back off. That's my lane, okay? I am the man. I am the one who knocks.
I don't know if you want to get loud and finger point when you're referencing the thing that you're
ease
referencing.
Up, please, a little bit.
Ryan.
Don't spoil it for people.
Sorry. But 9-9, I am the one who makes awkward and unintentional Holocaust references in the middle of interviews. But I love that Rhino, like, covered for him. He's like, well, I've never heard it that way.
You try to let if you feel like it's a good-meaning person, you try to let people off the hook
it's
in
like
some
Flula.
Of those moments.
It's like Flula Borg with me
yeah.
when I went there. Flula's like, yeah, let me see if I can help this
yeah,
guy
he's
out.
Like, you know what you just said is a crime in my country, but it's okay that...
Oh, yeah.
You covered more ground than Adolf Hitler in the 1940s. And if he would have been mid-sip, he would have spat...
Poor Mully. Poor Mully. Holy. Mully gets it. He knows. He's like, oh, that is just awful.
Covered more ground than Adolf Hitler in the 1940s.
You're doing that too well. It makes me believe that you actually were the guy who called in this morning.
It was not me.
What time was that?
7:45.
So you probably had just dropped off Ruben at camp. And you're like, let me call Mully and Haw and tell him this great story I got.
We wish camp started that early.
Damn right. Man, you got to wait that extra hour. Christine's in the shower. All right, babe, I just got to make a quick call. Hang on.
I got to call a score. I got to let them know.
Call the score. I got a story I got to share. Got to make sure I get my Hitler reference
it's
in early.
It's unique to me.
I just picture Dustin screening that call. Yeah, you know, make sure you lean into the Hitler story. Guys will love that. Turn your radio down.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I know, I try to leave all my good content for us in the afternoon, you know? Try not to tweet stuff, but at that point, I had to get that story off. Had to get that in.
Holy God.
What does Mully say?
He covered more ground than Adolf Hitler in the 1940s.
Holy,
and if he would have been mid-sip, he would have had fear all the way across the room. But
wow. Holy God. Oh, Mully, I love that.